Well, it's a crucial day in Western Australia's efforts to get more key occupations vaccinated against COVID. From tomorrow, West Australians in key occupations like the police, mining or Aboriginal community work will have to have had at least one dose or they'll be stood down. In Queensland, they've added new occupations to the list of workers requiring COVID vaccination. Some job losses are expected amid continuing vocal objections from some to mandatory vaccination. Experts warn the measures, though essential, also do carry risks. Matt Bamford reports.
In a state where around 75% of people over 12 are fully vaccinated, protesters in Broome say they won't be forced to comply. Many in this 100-strong crowd are willing to risk their jobs over it. Western Australia is expanding the list of workers that require a COVID vaccine. From Wednesday, that includes police officers, fireys and miners. And by the end of December, will expand to more than 20 occupations. Job losses are expected, and those enforcing the law are not immune. Deputy Police Commissioner Gary Drybergs expects up to 50 officers will be stood down.
They won't be able to come to work tomorrow, and then our Section 23 disciplinary process will commence, which is a process of investigation.
They'll be on full pay for up to 3 weeks while the process unfolds.
There's no alternative to this. You either get vaccinated and come to work, or we're going to start the disciplinary process, because as an agency and as a community expects, we have to work at maximum numbers. We want all of our police officers on deck working.
Mandates already cover large parts of the country's workforce, from teachers in New South Wales to real estate agents in Victoria. Queensland is also beefing up its rules, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.
The designated high-risk settings where mandatory vaccination will be in effect are schools and early childhood centres, correctional centres and youth detention facilities, and airports.
After a tumultuous 18 months, employers across WA want to avoid any more disruptions. Patrick Walsh is from the Craig Mostyn Group, which operates the state's main pork abattoir.
Our biggest concern is to make sure that we don't have our operations shut down. Anything that can help with that, whether it's through our own employees being vaccinated, whether it's our suppliers being vaccinated.
The company ran an incentive program and vaccination clinic at its Perth facility. He's expecting staff losses to affect just 2% of his workforce.
We were never going to mandate it ourselves, and there are all sorts of legal challenges and ethical and moral challenges around us mandating it, so we weren't going down that road at all.
But not everyone has been as successful. Vaccination rates in remote Aboriginal communities still lag behind, and many workers there face being stood down from tomorrow. Principal Todd Flanagan from the Yearly Remote Community School in the state's far north says he was facing a full shutdown.
We would probably have had to close our school. It would have been classified as a critical incident because we need our local staff to help us. You know, we need our cooks, we need our groundsmen, we need our cleaning staff. That mandated date of the 1st of December would have been quite an issue for us.
They've been given an extension to the end of the year to get staff vaccinated, but concerns remain over how mandates will affect essential services in these isolated places.
Remote communities operate in a very, very different cultural way, and just mandating won't have the same effect here as what it might do in a standard community.
In a statement, the Department of Health says it's finalising its directions for remote communities. But Premier Mark McGowan says those waiting for the mandates to lift will be disappointed.
They'll be in place for a very long time while I'm the Premier.
A couple of years?
Oh, at least, yeah. So this will be a situation that exists for a long period of time. I just say to people, don't throw your career away, don't throw your job away, particularly if you love it, just go and get vaccinated.
But dealing with these holdouts isn't going to be easy. Associate Professor Katie Atwell from the University of Western Australia has been studying WA's vaccine rollout and believes protesters should not be underestimated.
For the people concerned, this is really high stakes, right? So, you know, you're willing to walk away from your livelihood over this decision. You're willing to be excluded from family functions.
She says moderate objectors are being groomed by extremists.
We know that these movements are involving people from the far right, anti-feminists, even outright Nazis are infiltrating some of these anti-mandate groups. Those other people are seeking to radicalise people who have come into their orbit feeling distrustful and unhappy about what they're being required or asked to do.
While mandates are essential for this health crisis, Katie Atwell says it's important to find ways of reconnecting with those who become isolated.
One day, if life is ever normal again, and frankly, even if it isn't, imprisoned. I think part of that has to be trying to de-radicalise, connect back into, you know, into our community, look at things where people who are perhaps part of these movements can connect to other parts of the vaccinating mainstream.
Associate Professor Katie Atwell, she's a vaccination policy expert. Matt Bamford reporting with Isabel Musali.